In Washington state, there are about 20,000 self-identified Muslims. There are no clear statistics on their voting preferences, but we do know some are voting for Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump. So why would Muslims support a candidate who has called for a ban on people of their faith from entering the United States? To better understand Muslims' views on Trump, reporter Hiba Fisher went to a Republican viewing party of a presidential debate in Seattle. She attended with a prominent local Muslim.
We might lose our seats here, so let's just sit down here.
Are you excited about tonight?
Oh, absolutely. We're going to have the key to the White House starting from tonight.
This is Hussein Khurram, an Iranian Muslim American. He's been a member of the Republican Party for 15 years.
Good evening, everyone. Are we ready for a great debate?
The energy that night was high as Republican Party staff passed around Trump signs, debate bingo cards, and banners saying deplorable and proud.
We own that property. We also own.
After the debate, I met up with Hussein to talk more. He's a real estate developer in downtown Bellevue, so we met in one of his buildings. Most of the tenants are older Iranian men and women who are voting for Trump for the same reasons as Hussein. Many fled Iran from persecution during the Islamic Revolution, and they feel that Trump will be tougher against Iran in foreign policy. Hussein grew up in northern Tehran, and in the 1970s, the revolution began.
I clearly recall the inception of the revolution in Iran, and that's when everything went south.
As the revolution escalated, Hussein's parents sent him off to study in the U.S., and they joined shortly after. But his father would go back and forth between the U.S. and Iran for work. On one trip back, Hussein's father went hunting with some friends and was stopped by revolutionary guards. They claimed the group was planning a coup against the regime. They were arrested and told they would be executed. The guards blindfolded them, lined them up, but instead of shooting at them, shot into the air.
It took him a few minutes to kind of touch and figure out which world they're in. Is it this world or the next? After like a minute or so, they figure out, no, they're not dead yet. They're still here.
The guards said they would kill them tomorrow. This went on for days. Hussein's father didn't know whether he was going to live or die. And keep in mind, at the time, Hussein, his brother, and his mom were thousands of miles away in the United States.
It was very, very difficult times. We were very, very worried about this whole thing and how this is going to turn out. We just didn't know.
Eventually, Hussein's father was transferred to another prison where he was detained for 8 months and eventually released.
They had confiscated everything that my family had. Everything was taken away. Everything.
Up until this point, Hussein and his family were not really that interested in politics. But after the capture of his father, everything changed.
Our life became political. I became active in the Iranian resistance to the regime. The one thing that compels me to the Trump campaign is just the way appeasement policies have not paid off.
By appeasement, Hussein means the signing of the Iranian nuclear deal, a deal Hillary Clinton helped author and Trump has called the worst deal America has made. And when it comes to Trump's ban on Muslims entering the United States, Hussein says he doesn't think Trump really means that.
I don't think it's American tradition to ban people of any religion. That's against our constitution. But I would say there may be a temporary halt, a place like Syria, where we can check the backgrounds so we get a little better handle on this whole thing. I have no problem with that.
Now, not all Muslims in Washington feel the same way.
Trump is the wrong choice for us. He's just the wrong choice because what he's saying is very dangerous.
This is Ghassan Mansour, a Lebanese-American Muslim. He's a real estate agent and a longtime justice activist. In his office in Linwood, he has photos of himself standing with Nelson Mandela, President Obama.
His Holiness, the Dalai Lama, and me with the Secretary of State, John Kerry, is a great man. Pope of Egypt, he was here several months ago.
Ghassan grew up in Lebanon, and he moved to the States in 1984. He was a Bernie Sanders supporter to begin with. Now, he supports Hillary. But he, like Hussein, doesn't believe she'll be good for Middle East foreign policy.
If we look at her policy to the Middle East, it has been wrong. You know, we know that. But the Middle East is a complex situation. The bottom line, we are American. We have to think of America first at this point. That's the only country I have.
Can you tell me what's at stake if Trump were to become president for you and your family as Muslims in America?
Let me tell you what my son said to me couple months ago. He said, Dad, I don't want to die in the crossfire. Our children are afraid to go to school because they're Muslim. They've been bullied.
And hate crimes against Muslims in America today are at their highest since after 9/11.
We know what Trump wants. He wants to decrease Muslim American from this country. He doesn't want us here. We know that. He wants to bring America back to, if you're brown, if you are black, if you are Muslim, you don't belong here. What's at stake here is really America.
And that seems to be what most Muslims can agree on. No matter what side of the debate they fall, whether for Trump or for Hillary, a lot is at stake. And the decisions we make this election will chart a new tone for America. In